Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ortega. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Altman scores. Banks moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berrigan takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buehl strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Ortega covering, for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Wills moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berrigan hits a pop-up towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buehl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buehl is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Howard reaches second base with a double. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Roseborough reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball towards right. Altman catches it. Roseborough tags up. Here's the throw to Rogers, who relays to Santo, who tags Roseborough for the double play. Two outs. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burrait is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burrait hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega strikes out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Howard, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball towards right. Howard catches it and throws to home to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to first to double up Howard. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berrigan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berrigan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls pinch runs for Darryl Spencer. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Larry Burrott. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Bob Anderson now pitching. Wally Moon pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walls scores. Gilliam moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Kuno Berrigan. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Larry pinch runs for Bob Will. Lou Brock pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-4 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Will steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Altman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fairley bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Howard moves to second. Duke Snider pinch hits for Andy Carey. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing third base. Duke Snider now playing left field. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thacker strikes out. Two outs. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0-for-5 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 5 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gilliam fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roseboro bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider is walked intentionally. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball towards center. Landrum catches it and throws to third to double up Howard. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Girard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Girard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 6 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Wills bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Harkness moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Davis is walked intentionally. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Davis moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.